Welcome to the RC Roundtable Podcast, where we discuss the latest RC hobby news, events, model reviews, and a whole lot more.
All right, hello everybody. We are on location in Muncie, Indiana for the 2024 AMA National Fun Fly. And behind us, we have, even though it's getting a little dark at dusk, we have a lot of activity still going on. We had a little bit of rain earlier in the day and it has cleared out to be a fantastic evening and people are taking advantage of it. And so we thought we'd sit down and talk about our experiences for the last couple of days that we've been here in Muncie, Indiana. A nice cooler than what Lee and I came from.
And Mike.
And Austin.
Yes. So we're here with some fellow travelers. We have from right to left, we have Austin, Micah, Mike Leibel, Lee Ray.
Hello.
Me, Fitzwalker, Terry Dunn, and Aaron Graff. All right, I remember his last name. I was called you Aaron Spree, but.
Let me tell you how impressed I am that you automatically reversed the direction. You said right to left.
Yes.
Because you were.
I transposed that in my head.
Right? Man. It took me a second to even figure out you did it right.
I'm not as dumb as I look. Well, mostly. Anyways, so we thought we'd talk about our experiences and we talk about the things we liked and I don't know, dislike, but there's no dislike. So it's the only things we liked.
The rain was a dislike.
The rain was a dislike. Okay.
No, it wasn't. And I'll tell you why when it's my turn.
Okay. Oh. So, the plot thickens. All right. So where do we start?
With you.
I guess, well, with me.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm on a spot. I don't know. So this is my first time at this event. I've actually been to this field before, about 20 years ago, for a helicopter event. And I kind of made a beeline to the helicopter event and beeline back to the hotel. I completely missed the museum because I'm a dumbass. And I didn't get to see around my other stuff. So one of the greatest things I was able to do was actually see the museum this time. And there's some fantastic displays in there. Some really interesting history for model airplane. Some things that I did not expect to see. Quite a few things I did not expect to see. So that was real treat for me. Obviously, there's not a nice flying going on. A lot of stuff was going on. We got to play with different things. And it's also neat that you can probably hear it in the background.
Oh, yeah.
The powered paragliders.
We had a producer there. We'd turn and pan.
We had a producer. There's a bunch of powered paragliders. And there's a couple of people we know that we didn't know did power paragliders. So we were able to interrogate them a little bit. And it's been just a joy to watch them.
Yeah, Austin got a fun video of him chasing Kyle Jarrus from our AMA education department. He pretty much set up this whole paramotor thing. It's really cool. It's way over there, folks. Hopefully I'll have some clips or video, or in fact Austin's little video where he's taking his scooter alongside Kyle while he's running across the ground. And they look like, and they're over there too.
Oh,
they're taking over.
Seeking his own path in life. He's way over there.
What is a swarm of paramotors called?
A squadron?
A gaggle.
All right, enough of my talking. Wait, who else wants to go?
You didn't talk about your jet.
What jet?
What do you mean by jet?
Your favorite part? I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
What's this jet?
How?
No, it's not Thunderbolt.
We know what it is because he ran a
live show. Yes. So, yes, one of the greatest thing that happened is I finally got a chance to fly my own jet. You wouldn't think I would, you know, be that excited about that. But of course, being a turbine, it's been an interesting road to up to this point where I've actually been able to get the thing in the air and back down in one piece twice. So it was a great opportunity. I want to really give a great round of thanks to
Andy
Griffith. And no, that's not a joke. That's his real name. It's certified and expert turbine pilot. We got it up in the air, got it tuned in, and then he let me have the sticks for a bit. And so I am now christened with flying a turbine jet of the F-16 kind. So I have things to do, still need some practice, but I was really happy to get finally some stick time, and all's well that ends well so far. So unfortunately I didn't get to fly it anymore because of the weather, kind of got murky today. But anyways, thanks again, Andy, appreciate it. And that's really my highlight of the trip.
Really, that's it? Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome, would you like to go?
Sure.
So this is my first time at this event, but I've been to the AMA headquarters several times for Camp AMA and AMA Nats, both of which were great, but it's nice to be back out at Site 3 again, because the last few times I've been at Site 1. Overall, had a really good time. Got to fly all my planes at least once. Had a little bit of trouble with my RV-8, where the elevator wouldn't center properly, so it'd go up and then start going down, and you can second on that.
It wandered, yeah.
So we got another servo for that. Somewhat fixed it. It's better.
Let me interrupt you. So behind the camera is where the swap meet was set up. So the nice thing about this event is if you needed a part, mm-hmm. that's where you go. Gave him some cash, went over, got a new elevator servo.
Yeah. to go. I would just personally say it's a great event. I had very little trouble here. I did lose my sunglasses, unfortunately. But you can also just go to the AMA store, buy some for $12, and bam, you're set. if you lose something, you can probably find it again here, or find at least a cheap replacement to get you through the weekend.
So, do your new sunglasses match the profile of the sunburn of your old sunglasses?
I think this covers a little bit more. Wear sunscreen.
So, what was your favorite plane?
That I flew or that it was flew, here? I'm still going to say the Aero Scout because 4S Aero Scout is just way too fun. Yeah. For a free plane that I got at Oshkosh, it's way too good for what it is. Second best would probably be the Scimitar because that was another free plane that just flies really well. Then the RV-8 tied with the Icon A5.
You have to specify. Is it a Hangar 9?
It's a Hangar 9 RV-8. It was an ARF build that's electric. I didn't make it gas. Despite the trouble, it flies great. And then the UMX Icon A5 was great to fly at the boats out front of the building and just around here in the grass.
Well, I want to give you kudos because I think everybody here, oh, you didn't fly it, but you've flown it before. Everybody flew the Waco glider behind the C-47.
Yep.
Austin landed, he pulled up and the glider landing pulled up back to the rear of the 747 with zero energy. It's like Bob Hoover with energy management.
C-47. Like, 747.
That'd be a heck of an aerotip.
That one crashed.
You win top glider pilot award.
Yay.
And I'd like to say that experience came from Nats, flying the glider competition, because you have to spot land.
Oh,
that's where you got all that experience. So,
though arguably, I did better now than I did at Nats.
Okay. you're moving up. Cool. How about you, Mike?
Oh, well, I'm the only one that brought one plane, so there you go. And it was on
was
my
it your favorite plane.
yeah, it is. So it's on my bucket list to bring the B-24 here and fly it. And Ray called and said, "Hey, we're going up. Would you like to go? I got room for the bomber." And I went, "Absolutely." And it turned out great. It wasn't the first time I've been here. I've been here. It was the third time I've been here. And I would have to say it was kind of neat because being the plane the size it was, I had to kind of move down at the end and put my canopy up. And I got to know guys from Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, and just some guys that fly some big birds and some nice birds. And it was just really a treat. And it was really neat to get over my fear of a 10, 15 mile an hour crosswind. And I did it. And I did it because I said, you know, I brought this thing 16 hours with Lee. I'm not going to sit here and look at it. So I flew it and that was great. And everything's great. It's back in the trailer and it's home. But I want to end with I was sitting back tonight. We had the rainy day today and the sun's setting. It's a beautiful evening, cool weather. And I'm sitting there. There's a turbine helicopter flying behind me. There's Fitz doing his race car up and down the blacktop going through puddles. There's gliders up in the air. There's a turbine and a Mustang I couldn't even see racing each other in the background or on the runway, and then other people flying. And I was like going, God, this is what it's about.
Dogs and cats, you know, living together.
Right? You just had everything here. So it was a neat end, the really neat end. So it was a great time. The event was great. It was organized very well, and the people were just great.
Yeah, I'm gonna use your mic here, but what I liked about you, Mike, is that there was always a smile on your face here. I mean, and so you had a great time. You were so happy flying your B-24. You had some great landings. But what was something else that you saw, another plane here that maybe caught your eyes, or anything else that...
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I really don't know. The one, Richard had that plane that was like, looked like your hardwood floor. you know, the wood on the side. I forgot what it was.
Is it the Riley?
Yeah. Oh, that was.
It looked like a 30s era racer.
I mean,
it's
Joe Nolan.
Yeah, I thought I was the same when I saw it.
So what happened over there is some guys from this area, God, they're like modelers and a half, you know, a static build and all that. And there were some beautiful planes. So that was a good one. So I'd have to say that was one of the better ones.
I think I spotted all of your B-24 flights, and every time the rest of us talked about it, you get so excited. It's like the first time you've flown it every time.
And I've told you, if it doesn't feel like that, that's time to quit trying to fly it.
So
it's fun
for us to watch you go through the emotions of flying that airplane. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and every bombing run was perfect.
That I will have to say, the landings were a little tough, but I think I got that figured out. So So I got 100. So the guys in Texas Warbird Pilots, I got 137 flights on it now. So, and I finally got a bucket list. I wanted to fly it here at the national site, and I did. Yeah. Okay.
And the bomber's coming back a little lighter than it did when it got here.
Oh yeah. Okay. So my wife, this is great. So my wife, I'm sitting there going, I'm packing it up, and I go, gosh, Abe, and that's my wife, Ava, and I go, you know, I don't know, it was 52 pounds when I built it, and then 2.5 pounds of gas. So I go, I'm 54.5 pounds. I go, I don't know, I haven't weighed in a while, and I put a whole bunch of glue in it, fixing the front gear and all that, and I go, it may be over 55, maybe I should get a registration. She goes, man, just tell your crew to start tossing out the machine guns out the window and they're lighting it up. And I go, where'd you know that? She goes, I read books. And then this flying, I lost both my machine guns out the side. So they were tossing the machine guns out. Good one. Thanks, Lee.
That was Austin. Awesome run.
I have video of one of them falling out. He was trying to get the gear to go up, so he went up, and then he went over, and you see this little tiny dot just fly off the back of the plane.
So it got that was a ball gunner giving up.
Yeah. Next time we have to have those little guys eject. I'm out of here. Well, guys, I work for the AMA, so I was actually doing a lot of work for social media here, and I want to start by giving kudos to all the AMA staff members who volunteered their time to come out here and help us. There were a ton of great volunteers helping us today, and another shout out to the AMA Foundation for putting this on, for first off, not charging you anything to be here.
It's like a free event.
And let's talk about the raffle. Huge raffle prizes. This guy won a couple of things.
Yeah.
Did we all? I think
everyone did. Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
You didn't? Oh, that's right, because you didn't play the game.
Yeah, I didn't play the game.
Yeah.
I didn't buy any raffle tickets.
But it is so nice here. All the amenities that we needed. Yes, it did rain, and that put a damper on things, but we had the museum open. Everybody here went to the museum. I ran for a snack run. I've been to the museum. So I ran, got some coffee, came back. But I think that worked out real well. I'm going to make sure you guys tell me about the pond, because I got to say, I was pretty much here the entire time at Site 3 because I was pretty busy doing photos and working with the other staff members to put posts out there. So they were contacting me, and I missed going out there. So make sure you guys touch upon that and Site 1. Did you go to Site 1?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
but Terry can tell because he brought his pond rat anyway. So he
Good. So don't forget to talk about that. For me, you guys can see it right here. We brought plywood overcast, and as you said earlier, with the crosswind, it was we need to put some tips on that thing, or you know, flint, because it was a crazy takeoff.
So the wingtips did
break. Yeah, yeah. So we were like taking off this way. We had fun with plywood overcast. We had several people fly it. Today was just not a good day to do it. So we had it on display. People, of course, on-ooing it, but didn't get to take it up. So that's disappointing, but it was nice, you know, that we were able to fit your B-24 and plywood overcast and a big turbine, you know, F-16 in the trailer, plus all our other planes.
I had my doubts when we left with that door closing. I'm going, oh my God, where's the bomber? But
well,
it made it.
Let's talk about you at every stop going, okay, let's carefully open the doors.
And there was a couple of times the trailer caught air.
Yeah.
We might be shoving those doors closed on the way back because we won at the raffle.
Close. Well, I flew my Flightline P-38. I only got one flight on it, but I had a great time flying that. I got to fly with a guy with his Tiger Cat, so that was fun. I had my Thunder and Lightning. I took it out this morning. Brought my other son's Aero Scout, and we just had, about 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
A little Aero Scout gaggle. That was a lot of fun. And, you know, of course, you just, no landing gear, just skimming on the ground there. And I flew, well, I brought your parallax, but you flew it.
Yep. So you didn't fly it?
I didn't get to fly your parallax, but
well,
it's
thank you for letting me fly it.
You're right, absolutely. And is there anything else that I brought besides that?
You brought the little jet you didn't fly.
Oh, I already said the P-38.
Wasn't that little Viper, the jet in there you didn't fly?
I didn't get to fly the UMX planes.
Yeah.
But I had a great time here. I can't wait to hear your story, but you're new here, but Aaron has been a blast.
We'll save the best for last.
Yeah. Aaron's been a blast. And right now the sky has just opened up. It's so pretty here. It is awesome.
But the rain, I have to say, the rain did not do what they forecasted. It was like doom and gloom. And it really kind of split and passed us.
Yeah, there's no high spots.
There's no high spots. It was light. People were flying in the rain a little bit.
I have that picture with you in the umbrella. A guy's holding an umbrella over Austin. Flying airplane.
I just didn't want to get my controller wet, so I duct taped the holes on the Aero Scout to make sure no water got in. And classy. I flew it for about 2 minutes until I saw thunder. I was like, nope, I'm landing.
That is a Camp AMA type person. Like, I'm going to fly 800 times while I'm here. Darn it.
I will fly the Aero Scout in a hurricane eventually. It will fly in whatever weather I put it in.
May have that chance in a little bit.
No. So I mentioned Site 1. That's where some buddy boxing was. Site 3 has been where most of the everyday flying. We have the swap meet, which I bought some stuff. We had food trucks that were here. How was the food?
Mostly good. I'm not going to name names, but today's was very good. Oh. Personality and food.
Got some ice cream.
Dave.
Dave, if you're watching.
Good job.
And that's about it for me. Let's move on to Terry.
All right. Well, for me, first of all, about the site. I've been to AMA headquarters before, but I've never been out to the flying sites. I've only been in the buildings up front and the museum. So coming in here Thursday evening to the flying sites was like, wow. It's acres and acres and acres and more acres.
1,100 to be exact.
1,100 acres. Thank
plus
you.
Plus someone told.
No, 11,000 acres.
No, 1,100.
1,100? Okay.
Yeah. So it's really impressive all they have here. And then we got out here late Thursday afternoon, came up to Site 3, and you guys were already here, and the weather was like this, just perfect. And we started flying, and we got into it, and the next thing you know, we go to leave, and it's 10 p.m. Yeah. There's still a little bit of light, and we're like, let's go grab dinner, and then like, wait a minute, it's 10. Everywhere's closed.
It's 9 o'clock right now. It's really bright out.
But if you would ask me 2 hours before, would you skip dinner to keep flying here? I'd be like, this is perfect. Let's stay here. So I think the overall experience, coming into this, we talked about what was going to go on here several times, that there was going to be paragliders, there was going to be biplane rides, there was going to be stuff going on at the different sites, and there's going to be an RC car track and the pond and all that. And in my brain, I've been to other events where I'm thinking, you can't do all of those things. You have to pick and choose what you're going to do.
Sorry.
There's a stray dog.
South end of a north end running dog.
I thought it was a deer with a leash, but
he's like,
dog.
Freedom! I'm sorry.
This is recorded live, folks.
But now that we're here with 1 day left, I'm excited to say that we hit, at least I hit, all the things that I wanted to hit.
Yeah, I think we did, yeah.
So we've got to site one on Friday to fly your jet, and then Aaron and I went over in Austin. We flew on the biplane Friday. That was amazing. My first time in an open cockpit airplane.
Completely forgot to mention that.
Well, I let Mr. Terry mention that. We can come back to that.
Yeah, that was great. We flew in the new standard airplane here, and that flies over the site. And so we did that, and we came back, and we flew. I brought 5 airplanes. Flew everything that I brought. And then today, so we talked about the rain. I said the rain was a good thing. The rain was a perfect excuse for us to go over to the museum. So we looked around the museum, and nobody felt like they were missing anything because there was no flying going on. And indoor bathrooms, that was also an added bonus.
It's been a lot of poor meal choices.
Really roughing it, weren't you, Jerry?
There's information there.
And what else did we do? We're watching the paragliders now.
Pond.
Oh, right. And then later in the afternoon, we went over to the pond. I had brought my terrain twister to play in the pond. We got there. There's two different clubs. They had boats there. They were putzing around the pond with tugboats and stuff for the kids to run around. That was fun. And then I got my terrain twister, put it on the shore, and went down into the water. And that was fun. Everybody thought that was kind of cool. And then Fitz got out his twin otter on floats and then taxed it around a little bit. And everybody's like, ooh, and on. And then he took off and flew around, landed to an ovation from all the people standing around. So
I guess they didn't get out much.
Yeah, everybody loves Fitz.
I didn't get an applause with my icon.
Yeah, the second comer. Yeah, Austin later came with his icon, and yeah, he didn't get quite the reception.
Had some good landings, but,
yeah. So anyway, we had lots of fun over there on the pond doing different things, chatting with people, and everybody's interested. And Aaron and I were talking. The public of Muncie came out in force today. Yeah, there were a lot of people, not modelers, checking things out. Not so much out here at the site, at least not that I saw, but up front by the pond and the museum and all that.
Site one.
Big crowds.
They were down here asking me. I was horse toting about the bomber.
Okay.
And they had tons of questions, yeah, more than anyplace else.
Yeah, there was a big draw. I was happy to see that. So, and then leaving the pond, we went back to site one and watched them doing buddy boxing on the Aero Scouts there. That was fun. And next door to that, they had a little track set up where they were running these Traxxas slashes, just obliterating these things.
That
just
was fun to watch.
Torture.
Trying to obliterate.
They did everything but set them on fire, but they just kept on going.
And now for your enjoyment, fire!
Put some fire hoops in there.
And those kids were giggling and laughing, and yeah, they were having a good time. We were going to go over and run them, but I'm like, no, I don't want to stop any kid from having fun with these things. So we just watched, and that was fun too. And came back here, did more aero towing.
The aero tow. Yeah,
and then, and even better, there was more rain in the afternoon, but that's right when the raffle was. So again, you didn't feel like you were missing anything by hanging out for the big part of the raffle. So,
and then the pizza.
Oh, right, free pizza. We had a membership meeting in the afternoon back at the museum. They fed us, we got to talk and ask questions. So, yeah, I'm really glad that I was able to hit everything I wanted to hit and don't feel like I had to sacrifice anything to hit all those things. So, and we've still got half a day tomorrow before we leave. So, yeah, my cup runneth over. Aaron, are you ready?
Sure. So before Aaron starts, I want to say you talked about the people, the conversations. Our buddy Adam Drain from Ohio came over.
Right.
And not knowing Aaron very well, all of a sudden Adam and Aaron just go off and start having their own conversations. New buddies, I think. So it's really cool to see them have conversations and just, you know. And then Adam stayed, what, another 2 hours when he said he was leaving?
Last night. He got home late. He might have got home today.
Yeah, he kept delaying.
You always worry a little bit when you mix your friend groups, right? You got a group of friends here, a group of friends here. Are they going to get along?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not around most of the time, and they were chatting. So it worked out.
Yeah, we should make a point that it was great to see quite a few of friends of the podcast, people we know that live in different states. We got a chance to see a few people. Like I said, Adam, Brett,
Dag.
Yeah, it was and a few others. It was.
Well, and I'm just gonna, quick shout out to the VPs. Andy was, helped you
out. Andy,
Phil Tallman.
Phil's a great guy. Yeah, Phil's a riot.
I love that buddy. So, we have a really good camaraderie out here.
So it was a mini reunion for a few things.
And Lucian Miller that we've had on the show.
Oh yeah, Lucian. Yeah,
he's two canopies down.
Okay.
Hey, Lucian. So, for those who didn't hear me a second ago, Lucian Miller from Innovative Designs is just two canopies down.
Dubro
is three canopies down. Thanks for letting us use your canopy during the rain.
Oh, and Valley View.
Valley View.
When it started raining, they said, we got all this open space. Just come on in.
How much stuff did they donate to the raffle?
Oh, my God.
They donated a lot.
Piles.
Little kid. We had to use the mics. Little kid pulls the ticket out. 40cc gas engine.
And then later,
pow!
And then you want a transmitter.
Oh, that's
a radio system. Yeah.
Well, they racked up.
Well, you want the kids to win, right?
Yeah.
We don't need anything, so everything we get is bonus. But yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So it's kudos to the vendors that came out. There's a few others also that came out, so it was nice to see them, talk to them. I had done something for Valley View, so also for me it was great to talk to them and exchange ideas on a few things. So yes.
Well, we're losing light. We got to get to Aaron before he goes to the pitch.
Oh no, show's over. Sorry. Thanks everybody for joining us. We're good.
And I
ran out of time for Matt Damon.
Aaron is here. We all know each other. This is the first time I met him. And boy, I tell you, you just fit in like two.
That's probably my favorite
six
part.
Six peas in a pod.
It's probably my favorite part. Everything's been mentioned, so it's tough. But I've never met you guys. I've had an absolute blast from the moment I got here. We've had a lot of laughs, a lot of fun. Adam, great meeting you. Hope you got your mulch spread.
TMI.
Yeah. He blew off landscaping to come here.
To be honest, I keep thinking that y'all are like brothers or something. Y'all get along so well. I keep forgetting y'all are just friends.
Yeah. Of us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Terry, you'd mentioned to me about a month ago that you were coming to this, and you said, hey, if you want to come along.
Yeah. Got an empty seat.
So I did, and I've never participated in an event before. I attended the Warbirds over the Midwest 3 years ago when I started RC flying, and I'm watching all these turbine jets and huge Warbirds fly around, and I'm thinking, this is what I'm stepping into.
You were just a spectator there.
I was just a spectator. I showed up for an hour and a half and I left, and I kind of assumed, I was very nervous about flying here. I'm a newer pilot, and the cool thing is, at the pilots meeting, there wasn't a lot of rules or regulations. It's like, here's the few items for safety. No running engines in the pits.
Except for that part where the guy said, you know, don't hit people with an F-16.
Yeah.
Are we gonna?
Maybe we can make sure they add that.
Lee was hit with a plane. But it was really, there wasn't a lot of stress on that part. It was just go have fun, and you'd have a turbine jet coming across, and then a UMX. Following right behind it. I mean, it was really kind of run what you brung, and no one was judgmental, or it was. And I've met so many people. I'm inquisitive, and if I see a plane I like, I go over and I just start asking questions. Right. And everyone's just more than happy to engage and talk. And, you know, Mike allowed me to help him out with the bomber a bunch. That was fun. You know, oh, I need a charge lead. I need this.
Well, everyone, you gave me a connector to help us get plywood overcast in the air.
Everything has been fun. I even dropped my Culver shun since October 20th of 2017.
So Culver is, for those in the South, Culver is one of the hamburger joints up here, based in Wisconsin. So Culver's is a hamburger joint based in Wisconsin. Aaron has had a vendetta against this restaurant since what date?
October 20th, 2017. I'll show you the picture.
You may need to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Well, man, it's over. I think the atmosphere, the joy, the fun that is the National Fun Fly made him overcome that.
Well, the complimentary coupons from
the AMA that helped.
I'm a sucker for a free meal.
So the shun is done. We're gonna get T-shirts for you. The shun is done.
He has forgiven.
No, it was just an absolutely epic time. I'm definitely coming back next year, and hopefully all of us.
We'll bring more friends from Green Bay.
Yeah.
More friends. A Green Bay tent. Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
Brian, empty the trailer. You're coming with. No, fantastic time.
Posse.
Yep.
Well, it's been fun hanging out with you. I'm glad you got your hands on the Aero Scout, because you hadn't done that. So you can check that off your list. It's a fun little plane. And I did forget to mention one plane. I brought my Brady Hobbies Trainer 40.
Oh, right.
So this is one I've had about 10 years, and it's a rebuild. I had the wing that my father and I built. I found a fuselage many years ago. And, you know, it's just nice to bring it out here, and kind of in honor of my dad. So, and yeah, the weather is just, right now, it's just gorgeous, isn't it? Oh, and you had your Radian. And you flew a night Radian. So there's some night flying here too, guys. So, you know, add that on your list of things to do when you come next year to the National Fun Fly.
Do you want me to be producer and pan over to the sunset?
No, we'll do that in B-roll. We'll do that.
Just know, if you go night flying, you're going to be out here very late, because it gets dark around 10.
Exactly.
It's like
Alaska.
Yeah.
I got one flight on it, and my dad was like, nope, we're going back to the hotel.
It's 11 o'clock.
We're falling asleep.
The sun just said, what time is it, midnight? Oh, what the?
And we still have to pack.
Yeah, we still have to pack. Yeah.
Oh, we're good though. We're halfway.
The bomber's in. That's all you care about, right?
yeah. His work is done.
Hotel around 3 a.m.
That's all right. We'll sleep when we're dead. So I wanted to mention the shuttle. So thank you guys for helping me. Who all launched the shuttle? Was that just you both times?
Yeah.
So I built this shuttle, space shuttle looking thing. Part space shuttle, part 1933 Ford, based on the cover.
Afterburner.
Yeah, the cover art of the ZZ Top's Afterburner album. I built this thing 20 years ago when I still lived in Houston, flew it a few times, and for whatever reason, I've been moving it from house to house to house, but haven't flown it since I don't know when. Getting ready to come here, I pulled it off the shelf and got it fixed up, and had an unsuccessful attempt at remade in Green Bay, but I brought it anyway. When we got it here, flew it Thursday night, and everything, it was kind of dark like this. The airplane's dark, so it was tough to fly, but it flew, and then brought it out tonight. The first launch did not go well. It was a snap roll under the runway, but no damage was done. Right, and then the second flight went well, and so I'm looking forward to, now that it's proven, or somewhat proven, making it pretty and maybe, you know, polishing it a little bit. So,
need to get a bigger plane to put on top of. You do the proper like spatial.
Oh, like
spatial.
Oh, to launch that off of another
like
plane.
Like a guitar.
Mike Brosnick, like a flying guitar. Are you watching?
Speaking of buildings, Brett came out here.
Oh right, Brett Becker.
Brett Becker came out with his jets, and that was fun. Yeah. Got to see those things. So.
Yeah, he had that little micro EDF. Is that what you were going to talk about?
Yeah.
Let me just wipe couple the drool off your face there.
Yeah, well, yeah. He had the micro EDF. Well, he had two micro EDFs, right? And he had the one that was completely scratch-built carbon fiber micro one. That was just
I didn't get to see that one fly. You did? Okay.
Yes, we did see it fly. He bungee launched it. It was, I don't know, did I see that one fly? I don't remember.
You saw the yellow one
fly. I saw the yellow one fly. Yeah, on a Google. But he brought a special treat for me. He brought the his prototype Cox O10 powered ducted fan.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's custom. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh.
So the neat thing, we saw his other micro EDF fly in the morning.
Yeah.
Then we went to the museum. And an example of that same plane was in the museum.
Yeah, yes.
And then also his U-2 that won Top Gun.
U-2 was in there,
Yeah, like, hey, we saw this airplane fly in the morning.
Yeah, I didn't realize it, but he designed it.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And Happy King licensed it or whatever from him.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat. So, Brett, it's great to meet you again. Glad to see you. Come down to Texas next time. And we'll have a good time.
Joe Vermillion.
And Joe Vermillion. Mean Joe. Yes, we got to hang out with him for a couple days.
Darn it. We want to remember everybody we saw. If we didn't call your name, we still love you.
We just forgot.
Sorry about it, but yeah, thanks to Joe for coming out. I know you had to leave early, but we had fun hanging out with you.
Yeah.
For sure.
What was he flying? I was helping him fly something. I can't remember what it was.
He flew his big T-28 a lot.
That's what it was, yeah. Oh, yeah. He had a big yellow, big old yeller. Yeah. Yes. So, like, it sounds like we all really, really had a good time.
Two thumbs up.
Not past tense. We are having a good time.
We're still having a good time, yes. We hear people still flying behind us. Some beers have opened. And there were some people in front of us flying UMX planes. I guess they stopped, but they were for quite a bit all around. So it's still quite enough daylight to do some flying without needing lights. So for a little while. And weather is fantastic. And it's just nice and relaxing. I guess that's one great thing about this event is it's actually pretty low key in its own way. Despite, you know, being pretty popular, it didn't feel like a real big, you know, bedlam of people gaggling all over each other and stuff like that for the most part.
I think a lot of work had to happen on the front end for it to be very relaxed for us now. Like you were thanking all the volunteers and all of that. Yeah, there's...
Even the pilot lounge. Sorry to interrupt.
Right. I was going to mention that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, but they had just right next door, they had a pilot lounge with soda, water, cookies, snacks. I mean, and it was just free. Just go grab it. It was yesterday, by the end of the day, we were cooked. It was sunny and mid-80s and humid.
Yeah.
If you're nice. That was
Yeah.
It was nice having that where you could just go over and grab a bottle of water or whatever.
It's the first time I've been to an event that had that.
And it was all complimentary. Provided by the AMA.
And if you're lucky enough, you got to talk to a nice Swiss lady who drives a Corvair.
Oh, she's Swiss?
Yeah, she's Swiss. Yeah.
Okay, I got a German vibe, but all right.
Most Swiss speak German, so.
Right. You know, she lives in Livingston, Texas.
Yeah, she lives right over
there. And she knows Larry Haltman.
Yes, we're talking about it. It's a small world.
She's got an accent, and I go, you know Larry Haltman?
Oh, yeah. Viva vu like that. This is 2,000 miles away, and she's across town.
Did they drove the Corvair from Texas up here?
I guess. I don't know. Oh. She gave me a card. Is that what that camper is? That she's weird RV, camper? Yeah. RV?
Well, they had a yellow Corvair.
She has a classic GMC RV. I forgot what it's called.
It's okay.
It's on her car.
It's like if you watch the movie Stripes, the one that turns into the assault vehicle, it's that one. That's what they have.
Well, between Lee and Fitz on this trip, we know every song and every movie song and every movie thing there is. Oh, I've never seen such trivia. I'm sitting there going, okay,
TV,
do I have Alzheimer's? Is my brain bad or something? I can't remember half the things they're talking about. You remember this movie? No.
But the Swiss couple, they went on the biplane ride right before us. Oh. So we were able to chat with them. The Corvair was over there. Yeah. I didn't realize it was them. So
yeah. Oh, we got to see, was it Chad's bottle of tea? Model T, I think, right?
Model T.
Yeah, Model T. Yeah. You can tell when he cranked that sucker up.
When we saw the Corvair over at the airport, somewhere there's a Pete and pole without an engine.
So, yeah, you never know. So what else? Anything we should touch on before we cut out?
I'm sure there is. We're forgetting a thousand things.
And we'll bring it up in the next full episode.
I guess we'll bring it, follow up on our next full podcast, stuff to remember. We could talk in detail about how Lee's kung fu saved his life.
I'm still here.
We could talk more about Pilot Overcast. Got a good workout as well.
Okay, I got that. We didn't even use the spoilers that my guy gave
me. Oh, man, no. I'll keep that edited out.
But Terry, you got a that man.
I do think we should give a moment of silence to some of the planes that didn't make it home this weekend.
There
not ours.
Oh. Yeah, and we didn't see many crashes. We saw a B-1 go in. B-1 EDF.
You've got pictures of the...
Oh, the 747.
I didn't see that because we were on the biplane.
Well... I don't think anybody saw it. It went way over there. So I don't think anybody saw it crash.
My paraglider went over the horizon last night.
We had a
Mike was flying, but it wasn't his. It wasn't his fault. It was the owner's fault.
Yeah, there was a valley that went over the horizon too. Loss of control.
And by the way, you can't see it in the horizon of the video view, but it's like the Microsoft screensaver behind us. When you're standing in the pilot box,
absolutely looks like the Microsoft.
Oh yeah, with the hills and stuff. Yeah.
If you go into real flight, I'm pretty sure model Site 3 is in real flight, so you can just fly here if you want to, and you can fly beyond the hill, I believe.
You gotta come here.
Yeah, that's true. But there was a couple of boo-boos. The 747 went down. The Taube went down, and I got a picture of that. You'll see that photo.
That went down,
And an EDF this morning went down. I carried that poor guy all the way out to go pick it up. He was a little crashy-smashy.
Yeah. That's all I remember right now.
Yeah, I think that was about it.
I think there was a jet that flew backwards into the pits.
Oh, I didn't see that.
But he did it on purpose.
And Brett had a rough landing.
Oh, really?
Sorry, Brett. But it was a little rough.
That, you'll get it.
But I think that's it. We could keep talking, but it's getting dark, and we got flying to do, right?
Yeah. You can squeeze a little more flying before it gets
dark. It's not
going
to drink itself.
Yep. We're done.
All right. I guess on that note, thanks, everybody, for joining us. Appreciate you guys. It's been a great weekend, and look forward to just a little bit more of... fun having next tomorrow for a few hours, and then we'll head back to our respective locales and domiciles.
Pull out of here in opposite directions tomorrow.
It'll be nice to see you in a couple of weeks.
Oh yeah, you'll be back
at AirVenture.
Yeah,
so
we'll be hopefully maybe we'll do some reporting from AirVenture in Oshkosh, and so we'll see you. Get to spend even more time with you. The bird just attacked the camera. All right. Anyways, I guess enough for the epilogue here. I guess we're done here. Yep. Guys, thanks everybody for watching. Look forward to our next show. Hopefully we'll have a full show before we get to Oshkosh. If not, we'll see you there. Thanks everybody for joining us, and appreciate everything you've done for us. Please like and subscribe. Any comments, send to contact@rcroundtable.com. Sorry, I'll answer for you. He's right here. So, and until next time, we'll see you later.
Please visit our website at rcroundtable.com. That's where you will find all of our podcast episodes. You can also find a little bit of background information about the show host and leave comments and suggestions about the show. There are links to a few of our favorite vendors and also links to our various social media accounts. Thank you for watching and listening.